The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Did power come back on in South Jackson County? It appears that Pacific Power may have taken it off, but I'm just double-checking with you. If 106.7 came in, I just was taking a look at the website. Grants Pass still has about 800 customers without power, but I think the power outage in South Jackson County might be over. Give me a call if you could. Just let me know if you're doing okay now. 770-563-3770-KMED. We're going to talk with Kevin Starr a little bit later on this hour. Gun rights on the ballot, certainly. And, you know, like I said, I lurch between, hey, man, it's going to be a great fight this fall in the presidential election, even though Oregon is not necessarily in play for Trump. Yeah, we know that it's a about a 5 to 6 point difference at best. So can that be moved in time? I don't know, especially when you have this historic candidacy of the faker and the fake, I guess, fake it until you make it. I just love that aspect. Scott McKay talking about that Obama, the Obama protege, Kamala Harris, is really about a fake it until you make it kind of situation. But I don't know. Some would say that was the way that Don ran his first administration, too. I don't know. But we could certainly discuss that and many other things going on in your world this morning. I was opening up a box the other day. In fact, it was Wednesday morning. Yesterday morning when I got off the air. Ended up getting a part for some of our broadcast equipment here. And it came from Asheville, North Carolina. Companies where I got it. It was a contactor, you know, relay, big relay, that kind of thing. And I just happened to go digging into the box. And I found the packing material was the Asheville Citizen Times, Voice of the Mountains. And it was an old paper. It was September 17th, 2001. It was 6 days after the 9/11 attacks. It was interesting to kind of revisit this, especially as we know the masterminds, of course, were cut a deal and given life. And so we had the death penalty taken off the table for these masterminds, supposedly, right? And I know that part of it was because, what was it, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed or whatever it is, was waterboarded more than 180 times, and they were bringing that up in the court proceedings, and so they didn't really want to have to go do this. So they cut a deal. And so I guess we have closure now. Do we have closure and we go beyond this now? And there's nothing more to say. I don't know. But I'll tell you what was interesting in the paper there in just a moment, because it really struck me to look back at that time. And I hadn't for quite some time. Anyway, good morning. This is Bill. Hi, who is this? It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday.
Good morning, Bill. It's Claudia from Eagle Point.
Hey, Claudia, how are you doing this morning? What is on your mind?
Well, I'm trying to breathe, but otherwise, I just called to tell you that the power never did go off here. I'm way south, or way north, in almost a Shady Cove on 62, and the power, they got a phone call came in, a big long speech, and it never went off.
Oh.
Mark, every other day it goes off and stays off all through the dinner hour, so these people with lots of family have a hard time getting meals together, but it was fine. It never went off at all yesterday.
Oh, all right. So it didn't go off, but so you didn't have any outages this morning. Now, it was South Jackson County, but
no.
I think when they're talking South Jackson County, it was on the I-5 corridor, like by Talent in Ashland.
Oh,
it was off here.
Oh, way down. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Way south. Well, you're kind of like southeast, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Kind of north.
Northeast, actually.
North Jackson. Yeah, northeast. Yeah, we are. I didn't even listen to the south part. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. But by the way, did you, speaking of your outages, so you have them going out practically every day? Really?
About every third day they go out, and they stay out for between 2 and 3 hours, and they usually go out right around the big rush time, I think, around between 5 and 7 o'clock.
So what do you think about, Claudia, that the United States of America, and especially the state of Oregon, with our policies, we're now getting normalized to South Africa style power. You realize that?
My brother lived there, so I'm very familiar. Yes. We are, and we're letting it happen. I don't know, Bill. I listen to you every day faithfully and hate it when you have weekends. Get it? I just don't know what to do about it. I live solo, so it's okay. I mean, I can manage. But I have buckets of water in each bathroom because I have wells and stuff, so I don't have anything when the power goes off. And it's really kind of a grievance because they know it's going to happen, and I think it's the beginning of something else.
When your power goes off, Claudia, do they tell you that it is about a wildfire risk shutdown of some sort? What happens when you end up getting that call from Pacific Power? What do they tell you?
Well, for one thing, I've only gotten the call once in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that was yesterday, once. But they send through an email about an hour after it's been off. And they just say the power's off. We'll get back to you. And then they tell us it'll be on by 11 o'clock at night or something. But always come through earlier, which makes us think we're doing better. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it will be on by 11:30, but it comes on at 9:30 after everybody's, tried to fix a meal. And so we feel good. Yay, it came on earlier. We can watch the end of our movie or something like that. So,
So we stopped being beaten a little bit earlier. Okay, you beat us a little bit less tonight. Now, by the way, I'm not jumping on Pacific Power because the one thing I'm going to remind everyone, and I'm reminding you too, and I think I've said this before, Claudia, is that everything that Pacific Power does, all policies end up coming through the Oregon Public Utilities Commission. And it is a highly politicized organization that was pushing really, really hard, A, for smart meters, because that makes it a lot easier then to manage for time of use so they can start jacking your rate up when you actually need the power most, that kind of thing. And it was also about pushing for more renewables on the grid because carbon. It's okay if we spew carbon in the atmosphere by burning the forest because that's restoring the forest. But to actually use carbon to stay alive, that's bad, even though we're carbon-based life forms. So there's a lot of things we're supposed to believe at the same time. It just doesn't make sense, Claudia. It's a political problem, okay?
Oh, God, Bill, I hear it. I hear you 100%. Yeah, the burning of the forest is working really well because I can't even see the hills across Highway 62, and I live on the highway on the east side.
Oh, my goodness. But as you breathe the toxins in the air, just thank yourself and just feel good about knowing that forest is being restored according to the green policies. Okay, all right.
Bill, I'm the person that emailed you and said I got the cancer alert because I'm a senior citizen to go get a CT scan for free.
Uh-huh.
And ended up with I had cancer, and I had cancer diagnosed in January of this year. And taken out in February, and I'm fine. But it was a stage one situation, and I just listened to your radio blurbs that you have on, and some of them are really annoying. The guy with diarrhea is killing me. But
the exotrin, whatever it is, pancreatic inflammatory disorder.
Yeah.
Okay, EPI.
He goes into this all this description. Anyway, but no, the cancer alert or the CT alert for Medicare people it saved my life, I suppose you could say, because I mean I run a ranch and I run it solo and I'm fine. I'm doing kicking ass out there with the barns and all that stuff.
So you run solo on a ranch. How do you pull that off? Just curious.
It's a small ranch, it's only a couple of acres.
Oh,
not a lot of animals.
Okay. But still, even 2 acres, that's a lot of work.
It's a heck of a lot of work. It really is. But keeps me young, right? What are you gonna do?
All right.
My choices are zero to none. So there you go.
Got it. Hey, Claudia, thanks for the take on it. I really appreciate that. All right. Be well.
Well, thanks, Ed, that saved my life.
All right. Thank you.
And thanks for my life because I listen to you every day. Okay, Bill. Thanks.
Thank you. That's very kind. 22 after 7, 770-5633. Conspiracy Theory Thursday. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Rhonda talks about her experience with Clouser Drilling.
Kevin came right out. The thing that really stood out to me, we could see the years of experience in the quality of their work. And that just showed us what great communication that they have. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend Clouser Well Drilling. They were great to work with.
Clouser Drilling has the experience and the equipment to handle the most challenging conditions. Visit ClouserDrilling.com. That's ClouserDrilling.com.
Got a mess with the IRS or a tax date with the state? You may need representation. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com. First Response Resolution, your local tax resolution experts in Eagle Point, defending your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com.
Saudis drop the petrol, times are changing fast. Russia, China, BRICS, they're shaking off the past. Down in Ashland Town, there's a place to find your trust. J. Austin and Company's where you gotta put your bucks. Dollar ain't as strong, but the silver's gleaming bright. Gotta hedge your bets, make sure you sleep at night. Winding through the hills to that little country store, J. Austin and Company will help you keep some more. Get your gold and silver, stash it while you can. Future's feeling shaky, better take a stand. J. Austin and Company, for your silver and your gold.
Don't give wildfire a path to your door. Prepare your home and yard before fire strikes. Clean your roof and gutters of leaves and debris. Limb up trees. Space those plants. Cut your lawn short, and if possible, keep it green. It's called defensible space, and it works. Go to keeporegongreen.org to learn more.
Power outages are becoming more common. Patriot Electric can size you with the correct Generac generator backup system for when outages occur. Whether you need a powerful portable or a whole house system to power your house, barn, shop, and pump house, a flip of a switch will produce power when you need it the most to pump water and provide essentials like AC and refrigeration. Call Patriot Electric and get your own Generac generator, an investment you'll never regret. We are Generac sales, installation, and service professionals. Visit PatriotElectricOregon.com.
Welcome to the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Give Bill a call at 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
So, caller, you're out by All Sports Park, GP. You don't have any problems this morning, even though we got a bunch of outages in Grants Pass, right?
That's right. I'm at the end of Webster, maybe three blocks at the most from All Sports Park on the river.
Yes.
And I have utilities and things that flash if they've been lost their power. Nothing's been flashing, and I've had power solidly since I got up this morning.
Gosh, every morning, I guess, in our new world, we're going to have Power Watch, the Power Watch segment, all right. Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Really do. 770-5633. Jim is over in Bandon. Hello, Jim. How are you? Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, morning.
Morning.
This one's pretty crazy, but I think that we're going to get our country back, and we'll know by this time next year, and it's going to be better than we could have ever hoped for.
I hope you're right. I really do. I'm just a little bit concerned when we have the manufacturing of yet another, this is a historical candidacy opportunity that the 12-year-olds that seem to vote for this, the 12-year-old emotionally stunted people that vote for this kind of situation might not be able to be overcome. What say you?
Well, the deep state doesn't hold patent on conspiring or blackmail or disinfo or psyops or acting in proxy through others or false flags or employing fear. Maybe it's being used against them this time. Just saying, I'll call in over the holidays or the first of the year, and you have my permission to tell me I'm full of it if I'm wrong.
Jim, I would never be that impolite, but we may just agree to disagree on some things. But I appreciate you checking in from the coast. By the way, is it looking pretty good out there this morning?
It's a little overcast, but it's nice.
Yeah, but a little overcast, that's the coast, right?
That's the coast.
Okay.
A real estate agent should have told me it rained here. That should have been a disclosure, though.
That's pretty funny, Jim. All right, let me go to Gene. Hey, Gene, you wanted to comment on the gentleman last hour. I think it was John that was talking about women getting the vote. I imagine you probably want to take issue with that.
Yes, I do. I own my property, so I have a right to vote, but women have the right to vote, whether he likes it or not. If he thinks women don't vote right, he can give up his vote because he sounds too.
Well, I think he's concerned. I think he's concerned that he talked about women being in their right mind is what he was bringing up.
Well, women are just as much in their right mind as men are, And just as many men and women are not in their right mind.
All right. Hey, Gene, appreciate you checking in. Glad your power's on, too. Let me go to Holly. Hey, Holly, how are you doing this morning? Holly Morton, Joe County Republican Party Chair.
I'm doing fine. Of course, the pebble in my shoe is that we have so much misinformation out there. Your show is tremendous because we get a lot of the correct information.
Well,
if you look at the Courier and these things, and you get a lot of misinformation, and that makes people not want to vote.
What is bugging you about that? What is it?
Well, the commissioners, they're going crazy about talking about our commissioners, and it's all political. They want to get their own commissioners in on the vote. So the thing that they feel like they need to do is castigate and downgrade the commissioners that are in, and they're starting right off on Andreas Fleck, who's a very fine man. He's going to be a great commissioner, just so they can get their own candidates in. And what we're going to be doing at the Republican Party is we're going to be having all kinds of venues for getting information because people need that. Our office is open from Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5, Saturday a little. We close at 4 on Saturday. But today we have a lunch and learn at the Black Bear Diner. We're going to be talking about a number of things, including ranked choice voting. So lunch is at 11, and the speakers go from 12 to 1. We have a rally on Saturday at 10 o'clock at our office, along with our annual garage sale, which will be we have some amazing stuff. But it's a place where people can come and learn. The fair, we're going to be at the fair from the 7th to the 11th, I think it is. It's a place where people can come and learn, and then they'll have the confidence to vote, because that's what it takes.
Everything that you talked about right now, though, is explaining why you have no sleep. You get no sleep, from what I understand, right?
Well, I'm busy.
But you see, that's just it. You're not sitting around watching Fox News, are you?
No. I'm not watching. I listen to a lot of news sources. I try to get your show every single morning. I read whatever Richard Emmons puts out. People send me things that the Courier puts out, but most of it I just shake my head because I know it's not true. It's not correct information. They particularly go after West, John West, complaining about him, making decisions about the shooting range. He wasn't even in office when those decisions were made. You know, there's just so much misinformation that confuses people and causes so much uncertainty that they don't want to vote.
Yeah, well, I subscribe to all these papers, including Richard Evans' Oregon Eagle, but I would highly recommend that as many people as possible support someone like Richard, who is pretty level-headed guy, about as level-headed as they come, and strives for factual. Although, I must be fair, though, a lot of the concerns that have been coming out of about the Grants Pass Daily Courier have involved opinion, have involved errors or people taking issue with an opinion. They are legal, or they are labeled as opinion, but there's not a lot of fact in some of those opinions, I'm guessing. But it still comes out that way, right?
Yeah, that's highly questionable.
Mm-hmm.
I could just say, oh my gosh, all you have to do is go to some of the meetings, and you'll figure out that a lot of that is just plain incorrect. It's all agenda driven on the left side, and it's not healthy for our community. You know, we need a newspaper that speaks both sides. Because if I send something into the Courier, it's not going to get printed.
Yeah, they no longer accept any comments that I put up either. So I've pretty much given up on those kind of things. Well, then Rogue Valley Times, though, does the same sort of situation. Hey, we're hoping you'll comment on this. Oh, you're the wrong person commenting. So there you go.
Yeah.
I guess consider it.
With our initial opinion.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Holly, always appreciate your take. Thank you for that. 770-5633. Let me grab a couple more here. Kevin Starrett's going to join me in just a few. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Minor Dave.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Well, I live off the grid, but I do have electricity. It's called a generator, and it's down now because I broke the starter cord. So I'm out of power right now.
Oh, man. What do we have to do? Have a go send or a give send go or GoFundMe to get you a new generator starter?
I just need a new rope, and take it off and put it on. I just don't have one right at the moment. I have to get one.
All right. What type of generator is it?
It's a, I'll look at it. It's 3,300 watts. Kirby Jackson gave it to me. It's called the Steelcraft 3,300 watts.
Okay. The reason I'm asking you is that if it's too old, you try to find a starter. I try to find a starter assembly for an old Honda generator that we have, you know, around here at the radio station, and you would think that it was made of unobtainium. But even though, you know, generators are kind of like a lifetime investment as far as I'm concerned. You have a good one, and they will last you forever. Good luck on getting that starter, if you can help, if anybody knows where Dave could go for that. 734, and one more call. Hi there. Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Mr. Y.
Mr. Y, what's on your mind, huh?
What is the cause of the widespread power outages that are reoccurring and on a regular pattern?
Let's see. Oregon Public Utility Commission hates us. How about that?
Yeah, I got it. But the question is real. I mean, are we under attack? What's going on? Who do we ask? Is there somebody in the power company, in Pacific Power, that we can actually say, hey, you know, what is going on with these infrastructure problems? Is it a relay that's blowing out all over the place, the same kind of relay?
There are numerous causes for these kind of things. Like I said, I'm not going to throw Pacific Power under the bus. But one of the issues now, I'm not saying that the outages we're seeing this morning are due to the new wildfire standards, but you do have to recall that there has been some reaction from Pacific Power, in which, remember, Pacific Power was going to be sued out of existence. Remember months ago when there was those billions of dollars in damages from wildfires attributed to sparking of power lines on Pacific Power? Remember that?
Sure. Yep.
Well, you're now in the situation where they have sensors on their lines now, and if they're sensing any kind of anomaly in these rural lands, and so many of these power lines, they're old legacy power lines that are going through forests around trees. They've been working to trim away a lot of that stuff. But if they detect anything which is looking hinky, that there could be some overload or some problems, they will, under an overabundance or an abundance of caution, kill the power to those areas because of this. And I'm not saying that it's a good idea to not sue them or to let wildfires start. But you can't have it both ways. We can't have billions of dollars in lawsuits and then expect them not to shut power off if things are looking hinky in some of these older areas with the lines running through them. Do you see where I'm coming from on this?
Of course. But the question is that what is happening?
It could
or
be.
Or is it something else? And who do we ask?
Well, I don't know if I could get a hold of anybody at Pacific Power. They don't really like talking to me much these days.
No, all we get is a recording when we try.
Yeah, and that's been my experience too.
Is there anybody in the system that you can think of that we can actually address the question to as to, okay, what are you doing? Are you doing anything, or is this random, or is this technical, or what?
I will approach Pacific Power on the media line. There is a media backline that they will occasionally talk to me on. And I'm going to see if I can get them to come on and talk and just speak honestly about what's going on here.
That would be great.
Okay.
Do we have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Where we live is very rural, and they had a crew as a contractor for Pacific Power, and they came out and they changed the fuse link on every pole that has a transformer all the way on the system. And this is just a little while ago. So they have a different kind of fuse link now. It's not just a straight thermal fuse that would blow out for an overload.
Yeah, and you'd see them blow away from the pole, right, and hang down, right? And that's why you knew that they were blown, those fuses, sure.
Yeah, they've got a new one now. They changed out that system. I don't know what the difference is. I know that the other ones would sometimes make a spark when they blew. So maybe that's what's going on, maybe not. I don't know if there's any fire detection component to this new system. But I know that they came out here just a little while ago, a few months, and they changed that out, and I think they're changing it out on the entire system. So
it wouldn't surprise me if they're looking for something which would blow and not spark. Yeah, sending up sparks would probably not be good in these things.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you what I will do. I will.
You're looking at the map on the computer because I'm looking at it, too.
Yeah.
When I get my power back, from my generator. And it indicates that these are not cautionary shutoff, because they have a symbol for that, safety shutoff, I think they call it.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
the,
I see that
the
now.
There, and they have a maintenance shutoff, a safety shutoff, and then just an outage shutoff. And they've never so far in this whole thing, and we're getting irregular power outages up here, just like everybody, I think. And we're in that Shady Cove where we get like 3,000 customers at a time, just like the lady was saying, and it goes off for 3, 4, 5 hours. We come back at 11, and it comes back at 9. We feel good about it, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're in that loop, and so it's never been anything but. It's not a safety shutoff, according to their map, is what I'm trying to say.
If the map is to be believed.
Well, and we never get to talk to anybody. It's always a recording.
Yeah. I will do my best to reach out and see if we can get someone from the media world to comment on this. And yeah, it might be a little bit of spin, because that's what happens anytime you're talking to the corporate reps. But,
well,
you know, a little more communication would probably be great. All right. Thank you for the call, and thanks for sharing that. 770-5633. And we'll be right back. This is the Bill Meyer Show. Hang on. News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Hot temperatures and low humidity have returned to much of Oregon, creating unwelcome conditions for firefighters. Thunderstorms are predicted for southern Oregon Saturday, the threat moving north on Sunday, increasing the risk of more lightning-caused fires. Jackson and Josephine counties are under a heat advisory from 2 p.m. today until Friday night. The Jackson County Board of Commissioners is still considering creating a service district and new permanent tax to fund a jail. The commissioners want to do more outreach, with County Chair Rick Dyer saying they need more discussion with communities. They hope to do a number of town halls in the near future. A suspected arsonist has been arrested for starting a fire in the Willamette National Forest. BLM enforcement worked with Lane County Sheriff's Office to identify a man who confessed to dumping garbage in July, returning the next day with a can of diesel. Worried fingerprints on the trash would lead it back to him. He left the garbage while it was still burning. Bill London, KMED.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Biden administration has reportedly agreed to a major prisoner swap with Russia, a deal that would see several Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, set free. There's been no word yet on where the exchange will take place or what's in the deal for Russia. Russian-American radio journalist Alsu Kamersheva also expected to be released soon under that prisoner swap deal. Three men charged with plotting the 9/11 terror attacks would be spared a death sentence under a plea deal announced by the Pentagon. The three, including ringleader Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, expected to plead guilty next week, according to the Defense Department. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have slipped into the red. The Dow is now down 238 points. The Nasdaq off 18, the S&P 6 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands. So if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
Coming up on the next Hughes Lumber. When 2x4s get together, only one thing can happen. Walls get built. Check out the studs, followed by contractors and do-it-yourselfers, featuring lumber, hardware, and siding, starring decks, additions, and ADUs. It's the return of home enhancements. But watch out for that knotty pine. Get the best build for your buck values at Hughes Lumber, your top show for quality, price, selection, service. So don't miss Hughes Lumber on Crater Lake Highway next to Garrison's.
Saving big on just the things I need.
Oregon E-Deals has saved the Rogue Valley big bucks over the years on local fun. Get a family four-pack of wildlife safari tickets, normally $96, now half off. Children's Museum of Southern Oregon, one adult and one child admission, normally $20, only $8. Save big on these deals and more at OregonEDeals.com.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big. Hi, I'm Steve Potter, body shop manager of Lithia Body and Paint, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
By the way, if you are thinking about doing a late summer vacation trip to Lebanon, and I know Lebanon is a vacation hotspot, U.S. State Department now warning Americans not to travel to Lebanon. I just thought I'd let you know, all right? Like the last place. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to go hang out in Lebanon just a little bit, but there we go. 770-5633. It is open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Catherine Engelbrecht will join me in just a few minutes from True the Vote. CNN just went after her horribly. Say, oh, the conspiracy theorists over at True the Vote. But we'll give her a chance to respond to election integrity issues. I think that's a pretty good thing. Anything on your mind? 770-563-3770-KMED. You know, Donald Trump mentioned something yesterday I thought was kind of interesting. He wants to make Social Security payments tax-free. Do you think that's a pretty good idea? Yeah. I never realized that Social Security benefits were taxed to the extent they were because, of course, you were paying a tax to the federal government for the ability to have these benefits all your life. And that was, you know, you paid that tax, those taxes. 12-13% overall when you're including the employer side and your side of it. And then if you're either working or, well, I'll give you an example for Linda and me. Linda and me, I'm working and she is on Social Security. She's retired and she screwed big time because I'm still making income and you combine it and it's above the issue. And so they tax her benefits quite heavily. It's kind of like, man. It's kind of like an insult to injury after the fact. I don't know if you think that'd be a good thing or not. 770-5633. I know for us, I'd be just fine with that for me, but maybe you don't think that would be good. Let me go to Larry, though, first. We got Larry and Ranger and other people on hold. Hi, good morning. Larry, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Great.
Anyway, we had a power outage a few weeks ago that we're having. Blow the, you know, the lines. We lose power for an hour, a couple hours every day, almost daily. And when they had the linemen out here, I asked them what they were doing. They said, "Well, they have a sensor in the line, and it was set to set. They replaced their sensors because every time the wind would blow, it would kill the power, just as they wouldn't have sparks and start fires. So they had to change them. So they have sensors in the line that." Go through insulators, and if it moves too much, it'll kill the power so they don't start fires.
So that must be part of their wildfire protection thing so that that we don't have more neighborhoods burning down and Pacific Power getting sued, right? It's kind of a protection circuitry is what you're talking about. Now, that must be something which operates automatically and perhaps on the Pacific Power map. When they say that this is a protection outage, that's when they throw the switch. But maybe many of our outages are when the system automatically throws the switches. Is that kind of where you're going, Larry?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
They have something in line that if there's too much movement in the wires, that it automatically shuts the power down. It's what the lineman told me.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll take what the lineman told you as gospel truth then. On that matter, and maybe that's what we're facing. And we have had some pretty intense windstorms here. I know we had a situation in a Gold Hill site that I maintain in which the power was out, I want to say, almost 24 hours up in the Gold Hill area. And that was because of, you know, you still have the issue of the wind blows and then a big tree comes down and just causes all sorts of damage and shorts stuff out, blows transformers out. It's amazing the damage we can take on stuff like that, really.
On the comment you just made about Trump saying he wants to stop taxing Social Security.
Yeah.
Because we pay the taxes on that money they take away from us and put away for us, and then they tax it when they give it back to us.
It does seem like a bit of insult to injury, right?
Well, Biden voted on that twice to tax Social Security. He didn't used to tax Social Security, but he voted twice in his career as a senator.
Well, it's because he cares, Larry. Thanks for the call. Good having you check in. Let me go to Ranger. Hello, Ranger. You wanted to comment on Zoom meetings or the public meetings, the push to push them over onto Zoom. What are you thinking?
I think that there are a lot of people that would listen in on these meetings as opposed to going to them personally. And if they're on Zoom, you'll have twice, possibly even more attendance than personal attendance.
You like the Zoom meeting trend then?
I think most people do. A lot of people don't want to go out of the living room, but they would listen if they were in the living room.
Huh, okay. My concern about the public moving, or the attempt to move so many of the public meetings onto Zoom, is that then you're either connected via internet and various other things, or else you're not really part of the public process, and that's where I would be concerned. Could you understand that?
I do, but this is a new age. This is a new new system, a new paradigm, so to speak.
Yeah, and we have no Pony Express taking public comments into the agencies. Got it. All right, Ranger. 770-5633. By the way, Dave up in the Iron Gate, who calls the show often, he called me during a break, and someone was talking about the fuses being replaced on the lines, and a bunch of them were being replaced. Dave was telling me that, and he used to be a lineman, or he used to work in that system. He said, what's probably going on, folks, is that they're replacing these fuses and going to lightning-resistant fuses, something that is there. That's what he believes, lightning-resistant, and replacing the old fuses with lightning-resistant models. And for all I know, maybe there's some electronics involved in them, too. Let me go to the next line. Good morning. Hi, who's this? You're on the Bill Maher Show.
Hi, this is Kristen Medford.
Hey, Chris.
So, question and a comment. First, I think the no taxing of Social Security, just like the no tax on tips, is a marvelous idea. Tips are a gift. Social Security, you've already paid the taxes on them. I probably will never see Social Security, but, I'm still for it.
Yeah. How old are you, Chris? Just curious.
I'll be 60 in January.
You'll be 60 in January. I'm going to be 63 this coming Monday, and I used to think that I wasn't going to get anything, and I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be tough, though. We know it's going to be tough. I don't think we're going to be able to see the generosity of Social Security. Now, I know if someone's on Social Security right now, you might be laughing. at the generosity.
My dad is probably laughing right now.
Yeah, but it is an amazingly popular program, one way or the other, and there's probably going to be some form of that one way, no matter what kind of reform that might be happening here. There's just too much political will and popularity behind something like that. Where I think they could be going, there could be a means testing that's coming to Social Security at some point. I could see them doing something like that where, you're sitting there with a $500,000 in the bank. Okay, yeah, we're not going to. You're not going to get Social Security or whatever line that they would draw. I would see them doing something like that first before just trashing the program. Would you agree with me on that, in that respect?
Yeah, that seems reasonable. Now, just a quick question regarding all these power outages. So, up by Phoenix, Talent, Ashland, we had a 30, maybe 45-minute power outage yesterday.
Yes.
Like a huge power outage, and maybe you hit on it earlier in the show. I did not hear anything about it.
I believe that was the outage caused by a squirrel. Seriously.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah, like a squirrel got vaporized at a substation or something like that and caused some damage. And, that can happen. That can happen. And I know it sounds so weird, but a squirrel got into, in fact, I'll try to find that story, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened. That's what was dealing with it. And it took them a while. You got to go fix the damage and, there probably wasn't much left of the squirrel. Who knows?
Easy cleanup.
Yeah, yeah, easy clean. Yeah, just sweep the ash away from that. Thank you, Chris. Good to hear from you. 770-5633. If you are on hold, I'll get to you and your concerns, whatever you're talking about here, in just a moment. This is the Bill Maher Show.
Rock This Town by Stray Cats was released in 1981 and peaked at number 9 on the singles chart. Millette Construction can relate to this song because we rock your town one building at a time by firming up and solidifying foundations, leveling floors, and fixing the wall.
You have a recipe for coast to coast. Go ahead. Have some. Late Nights Coast to Coast AM.
People do like to be scared.
Coast to Coast AM on KMED.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
Streamed on KMED.com. The Facebook Live is up there, too. By the way, if you're looking behind me, you might be seeing all this stuff that I've got sitting around. You know, like pictures and playing cards and a Pittsburgh Pirates baseball cap. That's what I'm hoping to do tomorrow. I think I'm going to make some time tomorrow. And I'm just going to give all of my stuff away from my garage, my radio garage here, including, I like this one. Just take a look at this. This is something I framed from the B-17 Freedom Tour that came to Medford back in 2002 when I first started doing talk radio here, about a year after I started doing talk radio here. And it's just beautiful. But I just have all this stuff. And I don't want to just throw it away. And I even have, here it is. Here's another one. The Most Interesting Man. The Most Interesting Man cutout was in the back of my studio for years. And, of course, he's retired now. Although I think he's the best Most Interesting Man. Anybody else pay attention to that? I don't know. But I'm just going to give it away. We're just going to talk about it. You'll call me up tomorrow to say what you want out of my my stash of free stuff, and we'll just give it away probably tomorrow between 8:30 and 9. We'll wrap up the week. Do it that way. And then you help me save on garbage, on the garbage bill around here. Some books, too. Let me go to Selma Dave. Hello, Selma Dave. How are you doing this morning? Welcome.
Hey, very good. How are you?
Yeah, 35 trillion, right? I bet that's what you're calling about.
$35 trillion in debt. We're adding a trillion every 90 days. The deficit is $2 trillion per year. And the interest on the debt has gone from $300 billion at the beginning of this year to $1.2 trillion at the end of this year.
Isn't that getting pretty close to a pretty healthy percentage of the income taxes we send in each year?
Yes, 75% of all income taxes collected in the United States are now going to servicing the debt.
Huh. Okay. And yet we keep spending more. This is a perfectly sustainable trajectory, I'm sure.
Yeah. So what they did was last year, as you'll remember, the Republicans gave the money to Ukraine, and they wouldn't hold that up to close the border. They couldn't get their 12 spending authorization bills done by the end of the year, so we ended up with two minibuses. So one vote for all the spending. So you figure they'd learn their lesson and they'd get their 12 authorization bills done this year, so they can send them to the Senate and make the Senate fight over the amount they're going to cut.
You are a very funny man, though. You are a seriously funny man when you say that they would have learned their lesson. Remember, the overriding concern right now is that it's election year here, Selma Dave. You know that. Nothing controversial is going to be done. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, hey, and I brought this up to you several years ago, but I thought it bared repeating. In 2002, the Bush administration, Paul O'Neill, the Treasury Secretary, commissioned a study with Mr. Gokhale and Mr. Smetters, two economists, one from the University of Pennsylvania and the other one from the Cato Institution. And he wanted to find out what we needed to do in 2002 when we had an $8 trillion deficit to get our hands around this. They came up with four key things that needed to be done. One of them was that individual and corporate taxes need to be increased by 69%. Payroll taxes need to be increased by 95%. Social Security benefits must be slashed by 45%. And government spending must be cut by 106%. That was at $8 trillion. None of that was done. The report was pulled and he was fired. It finally leaked out in 2003 to the foreign press, and the London Financial Times, Martin Wolf, chief economist, said the U.S. is now on a comfortable path to ruin. That was in 2002 with $8 trillion in debt.
Isn't that amazing how much crazy you can pump into the world economic system and yet still keep it going? The plates are still spinning, or at least have the appearance of it.
We're never going to pay it down. And we've passed the exit on the freeway,
to grow our way out of this. People need to get prepared. A financial catastrophe is coming. There's no two ways about it.
All right. Salma, Dave, I appreciate the cheery note. Good having you call in there. Let's go to Francine. Francine, can you back cleanup on it? Let's hear it.
Well, the reason I'm calling, Bill, I'm sure you remember how in the 80s the pharmaceutical companies were being sued, and they went and they told Congress, you know, if you don't prevent people from being able to sue us, we're not going to sell our vaccines to you anymore.
Yep, we're not going to develop vaccines. Right. I remember it well.
Okay, so how come they're not protecting the power company? Because if they were going to get sued out of existence, as you put it earlier, then we would have no resources for power. So if they supposedly care so much about us, why are they not protecting the power company so that we don't run out of power and they wouldn't have to keep doing all these little shutoffs all the time and stuff?
You ask a very important question, and here's the real answer. Ultimately, the state of Oregon, A, does not care about people who are living out in the rural lands. B, are hoping that they get burned out or are forced to leave it, which, of course, everything about state land use policy is about this. And C, they would look at wildfires as not a bug but a feature. They won't say it out in the open. But
I know. I mean, okay. We know this. But this is a question that you know, should be posed to these people next time there's a meeting that anyone goes to. I've kind of given up on meetings because I get in trouble.
That's what I like about you, though.
I don't follow the rules, you know, Robert's rules. I don't follow them. I jump up and say things when I want to say things.
Troublemakers. I really do. I appreciate that. Thanks, Francine. I'll grab a couple more before town hall news. Let me go to line three. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on. Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hey, you guys were talking about power, and my power went out in my house right while you were talking about it.
While we were talking about it. Now, I'm looking at about 800 customers that are out in the Grants Pass area, like Fruitdale, Grange area, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. But
Fruitdale just went back on.
Oh, good. Just came back on. Great. Now, I'm sure that you're helping prevent wildfires, okay? Just know that.
Yeah, I've got 3 acres of land up on the corner of Hamilton and Smoky, and I have to pay somebody about $350 to $500 every time they clear it off because it's got a lot of blackberries and just wild stuff that grows on there and a lot of trees. So it's pretty expensive to keep it maintained, but I don't want to sell it because they're going to put a bunch of homes on it, somebody will, and then we'll have lots of traffic in our neighborhood. We don't have that big of streets here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my neighbors are happy that I keep it empty, but I don't see them pitching in on the GPID charges and the taxes and the insurance on it. But, you know, that's okay. The deer like it and the little gray squirrels like it. They don't cause too much trouble.
You know, you have brought up a really interesting situation if people are really happy about having that open space around there, but yet it's a burden on you. Perhaps you could find a way to form, I don't know if there's a way to you can form some sort of an ad hoc organization that would help you. Hey, all right, we're going to make sure that this doesn't get developed, but are you willing to chip in for the maintenance so that we keep it mowed and we keep the dangers down and the irrigation district, et cetera, et cetera? You may find some people who would be quite happy to take you up on some minor, you know, a minor yearly fee perhaps to help out. Have you considered that?
Oh, no, I hadn't. I hadn't, but I do have some really great neighbors here.
Good.
Who, when we get the homeless, who go park in there and decide that they can, you know, camp in there or whatever, they call me right away and I get the police out there because it's private property. It's posted no trespassing, private property. And so they get him, the police go in there and get him out right away, which I really love. So that helps.
Well, having had lived by bad neighbors, having great neighbors, that's golden. That's golden if you have great neighbors. It really is.
Yeah. It's wonderful. And they text me or call me or whatever. So, and everybody's got my number. So that's wonderful.
Thank you so much for the call. Thank you very much. Great hearing from you. 770-5633. We'll go to line four. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Bill. It's Wild Salmon.
Steve, what's up?
Well, on the power deal, if you have a multimeter, check your voltage, because what's happening, I believe, is when the sun goes down and the wind doesn't blow, the grid managers are struggling to keep up. Now, that's just a theory, but, you know, if you don't have enough generating capacity to keep the grid voltage up, then it causes a lot of problems, so some people get shut off.
Mm-hmm.
And those devices on the lines work kind of like a GFI in your house where you get shocked. They measure the voltage difference between or how much voltage is on the neutral wire. And so they've got it automated. So if there is a fault meaning power going down the neutral wire, then it will shut off. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does make sense. I have noticed that in the summertime, in general, I'm seeing voltage sagging on the lines more than I otherwise might be. And that might be what you're talking about. I would normally see, even out in my garage, I'd see 120. 120 would be the standard that I'd read on the Fluke meter. And I noticed that I saw it the other day at about 114, 115. I was just measuring it, you know, during a heavy time.
Yeah, when it gets down to, I think, 114, the grid managers have to do something.
Yeah, maybe that's what we're experiencing a little bit of. Thanks for the call there, Steve. We go to Juan. Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Michael Shaw here.
Hi, Michael.
So we've got a huge debt, and a big chunk of that debt is owed to the Social Security Fund. The country has 600 million acres of federal, quote-unquote, federal lands that are under their control. So to pay down that debt is something I proposed before. The federal government needs to start selling assets, i.e. land, to states, counties, private individuals, whatever it may be. And that money must be directed to pay down the principal of that debt.
The other people have proposed that. I would love to see Oregon pass out of federal hands. I mean, we have other states that don't have nearly the kind of footprint that the federal government does, and they seem to do quite well. Could you imagine the East Coast states, New York, New Jersey, various other things, if they had 60% of their state controlled by federal government that doesn't pay anything?
Well, it's worse than that. I think it's like 80% in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you've got a group of high-tech billionaires out of Northern California who have been buying up land about 60 miles east of San Francisco to build a new city from the ground up to house 400,000 people, and they have the money to do that. Those are the type of entrepreneurs, billionaires, whatever else, investment funds that would be looking to buy land to build new towns, make them real green cities or however they want to do them. And it gives money back to the people, i.e. the federal government.
Why do I have a suspicion, though, that if high-tech people are wanting to do a green, sustainable city, that those end up being the 15-minute prison cities?
Well, I understand, and I'm not in favor of that type of community. But I'm just saying it is possible to sell federal assets to pay down debt. If you're massively in debt and you have a bunch of assets, you own a house, you own cars, you have bank accounts or whatever it is, and you have this huge debt, your creditors are going to make you sell assets or release assets to pay down your debt. Correct?
Yes, in a sane world. But in a fiat currency situation such as the United States has willfully embraced for more than 100 years, you're going to pay the debt off in a number of ways, right? Yeah, you could raise taxes. You probably couldn't raise taxes enough to do it, like other people have mentioned. You could sell off assets, but that's not fun, you know, that sort of thing. You could have a debt jubilee, which is what Biden was trying to do with college kids. Or you could take us to a world war where debts magically get discharged under emergencies.
Well, along these whole lines, we have to stop spending money.
Oh, yeah, there's no constituency for not spending money yet. But I agree with you there overall, Michael. Thanks for it. KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KBXG Grants Pass. Speaking of that debt, Let me take a look at the price of gold this morning. Gee, it spiked yesterday up. But boy, we're now trading above that 2330 sort of thing. It spiked to 20, almost just a hair under $2,500 yesterday. Could it be gold 3,000? Don't know. But I still think that it's good to have gold and not to have no gold, okay? Do it this way. And it's not late. It's not too late. Just go to J. Austin & Company, Gold and Silver Buyers. Ashlyn, big friend of the show. They've been sponsoring me for years. I've been just extolling their virtues. Mark and Andrea and their crew just know these markets, and they make it easy to add silver and or gold, platinum, diamonds to your portfolio. 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Mr. Gold is continuing to say, yeah, and by the way, this was in reaction to the Fed saying, oh, yeah, we'll be cutting interest rates at some point. Yeah, they don't have control of it, folks. Gold and silver is one of those ways, these time-tested ways to preserve capital, to preserve wealth when we're in shaky times, and arguably shaky times, even though, boy, there's still money to be made in other assets. Have a portion of it, though, in physical gold and silver. Call Jay Austin for your appointment, 482-3715, or just drop by the store, 6th and G, downtown Grants Pass, by appointment, 1632 Ashland Street. JayAustinBrokers.com, FortuneReserve.com.